During the first quarter, your brother Marcus tweeted that asking the Eagles to trade you and saying that you want out of Philadelphia. Is that the case?
So he tweeted that during the game?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm unaware of that. That's something I'm really going to have to address once I leave here. You know, we out there fighting as hard as we can, giving it everything we got. And that's certainly not the case, not the case here. I love each and every guy in that locker room. And if I can make every play right, I would. I know they would do the same. So that's certainly not the case.
Is it even more frustrating that you had so many opportunities and just weren't able to capitalize on them?
Had so many opportunities in the red zone and we just didn't capitalize on them, and that's tough. You know, we work hard on the red zone all week, and you know, when you get down there, you got to score points. That's the most important thing.
How frustrated are you right now? Was
that audible?
What's that?
On that interception return, looked like it was audible.
No, it wasn't audible. They broke all our blitz, and I actually thought we was gonna get a holding call on Brent, but we didn't get the holding call, and another tip ball, another turnover in the red zone, not good.
How frustrated are you right now, Mike?
Very frustrated. I mean, you know, these are games that we certainly have an opportunity to win, you know, or get back into the game at some point. But, you know, at that point, everything has to be dead on. It has to be dead on. You can't miss. You got to capitalize, and you almost got to be perfect on every drive. And, you know, it's very frustrating, but you know, we have to keep pushing forward.
Mike,
I don't know what else to say.
Given how you guys watch tape every week and see your mistakes and go out and you practice, I mean, is it getting a little bit more difficult each week to put your finger on why it's not getting better? And
yeah, you know, just trying to pinpoint out what can be done. I know I ask myself, what can I do more? You know, do I have to move a little quicker? Do I have to get the ball out a little quicker? You know, and that's just the way I feel as a competitor. You know, not to say that, you know, it's anybody's fault, but I want to be dead on. I want to be precise. I want to put my team in a position to win. And I take full responsibility for that, you know, being a quarterback of this football team.
How do you keep the team together?
It seems like the defense in your face every time you drop back. How can you be a successful quarterback with so little time in the body?
You know, I believe in myself. I believe that split second, you know, I can get the ball out. You know, it may not be the case all the time, but, you know, it's tough. But I just keep fighting, keep battling. You know, I don't see anything other than that end zone. And, you know, certainly there's times where I could, you know, just get the ball out quicker. But, you know, we got to score points in this league. You know, you're playing against Drew Brees, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the game.
How challenging is it to bring three offensive linemen in and out? Had so many changes up front. How challenging is that too?
You know, I think that's been the biggest thing. You know, we lost so many offensive linemen this season. And normally that doesn't happen, you know, throughout the course of a season. You know, so we're finding ways to work through it. You know, it's difficult. You know, it's tough on, you know, us as players, it's tough on the coaches. But, you know, we're battling. You know, we're battling. We're fighting as hard as we can and, you know, still moving the ball at times and, you know, just not finishing. So, you know, we just got to find ways to do that.
How much are the players feeling the heat that the head coach is getting on this football? You guys respond to that? Is there enough caring in there about that?
You know, we're trying to go out and play each and every game for one another, for our coaches, you know, for this organization. We don't think about, you know, the situations at hand. You know, when you step out on that field, you know, we're all playing for one another. And, you know, it's difficult at times, but, you know, you just got to stay the course, man. That's why we're professionals. You know, that's why we got to, you know, continue to, you know, make plays and win football games.
Mike, last week was rough for you guys, just from public perception standpoint, fans. You know, you even mentioned the media with the turmoil comment. Is everybody going to be braced for now that you got to go back home and kind of deal with it times two here?
Man, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're going to keep our heads up high. You know, we just got to get wins. You know, we just got to get wins. And, you know, I care about, you know, this football team. And, you know, of course, you know, when you don't win, you know, it's going to be rough. But, you know, the only way to turn that around is to win, you know, in this league. And that's what we have to do. We got to find some type of way to put it together as a team.
At 3-5, is it too late?
I don't think it's too late. We still got to take it one game at a time at 3-5. And, you know, we just got to – we got to get better in all phases of the game, you know, all areas of the game, whether it's, you know, offense, defense, special teams, red zone, third downs, finishing, you know, blocking, tackling, everything we all just seen that took place out there, you know, we have to work on it. We have to get better at.
Last one, guys. Is it shocking, Michael?
Last question.
When you think of the way what your expectations were going into, is it shocking to reach the halfway point of 3-5?
No, absolutely. You know, we started out 2-0, and you know, we lost one, came back and won a big one against New York, and lost four straight. You know, and that's tough. You know, that's tough on us. It's tough on your mental. It's tough on you. You know, but you got to stay strong, man. Only strong surviving this game, and you know, we got to find a way to figure it out. You know, we got to find a way to figure it out. You know, and I think. You know, we have the coaches to do it. I think we have the players to do it. But, you know, we got to put it all together. And, you know, the best teams are doing that right now.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. The locker room is closed.
I have to give Michael a lot of props there because he very easily could have thrown his teammates under the bus. He could have said it was the line. He could have said it was Selleck with the drop there. But no.
We did talk about blocking, tackling. Said we were not doing a good job.
For overall, the team, right. You know, and
just did a given overview. Yeah, and he got, as we talked about before. I mean, I lost count. I mean, I was up to 12. I was kind of doing a little charting. I was like, this is unbelievable. How many times he's gotten hit? Because you know, on TV, you can only see so much. You know, with the offensive line change they had to make in game. I mean, you know, Dunlop was still starting at left tackle, but sticking. I don't even know how many reps Demetrius Bell had to right tackle.
Great question. That's a great question.
Don't know. And, you know, that's the next thing. Now, with the injury that they've described with Herman's, he basically stretched some ligaments in his ankle. I don't know. I mean, that's a tough thing because for an offensive lineman, he's got to be able to get balance and put his foot in the ground. That's going to be hard. Dennis Kelly, I'll be honest with you, most teams, my understanding, is saw him as a right tackle. So
He worked at Lehigh.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Preseason, right tackle as well.
So. We'll see.
It was more of a surprise when you saw him moved in the guard, and that, you know, luckily was good
for them.
They
cross-train here. That's one thing. You know, they're very smart with cross-training because you never know when a guy's going to have to step in there.
All right, what we're going to do now is take a commercial break here on the post-game show presented by Rico. On the other side, we're going to start getting to your phone calls, 215-339-6709. We'll have more player reaction, and we will finally get the Andy Reid press conference from the Louisiana Superdome. All that and more coming up right here on the post-game show.
Looking for a place to